top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Thursday, October 25. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, hunting restriction confirmed this independent season. EU urged to suspend Eastern Caribbean countries' visa waivers. And European Parliament backs a single-use plastics ban. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Choose the frame you love at Quartz Optical. Choose from a wide range of designer eyewear. You can get 20% off credit purchases 18 months and over. Plus, pay nothing down and nothing for 60 days using Ready Finance. Choose the frame you love. Only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see.
Tis the season for borrowing, and all across the land, the good folks from Fast Cash had a miracle plan. Get more than ever before was what a small voice said. Borrow more, worry less. Why not shop and travel instead?
Christmas just came early at Fast Cash. Now you can borrow more than ever before. Get a loan of up to $15,000 and fulfill your holiday wish list. We'll even give you up to 24 months to repay. Whatever you need, we can help you finance it. It's a Fast Cash Christmas. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Local historian Lennox Honeychurch is being regarded as a national icon. As such, the Dominica Award of Honor will be awarded to Honeychurch at the National Day Parade, accorded for November 3rd. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says Honeychurch is a treasure to Dominica, having contributed immensely to the island's overall development.
The cabinet felt that Dr. Honeychurch certainly is a national icon and a treasure, and someone who has contributed immensely to our overall development, and particularly guiding the country from a historical perspective. He is a real reservoir of knowledge and guidance, and somebody who has been involved in the social, economic, and political development of Dominica for really all of his life. So I'm very happy. I want to congratulate him. I want to thank him for his service to his country, to our people, over all of these 40 years. And he was part of the discussions and negotiations for our independence, and he is still here making his contribution. I have personally great regard and respect and admiration for Dr. Honeychurch. You know, his love for his country, his commitment to his country. His fair and honest observations from time to time. And I am very pleased to have been part of a cabinet that would have taken a decision to recognize the efforts and contributions of Dr. Honeychurch. So we shall bestow upon him the Dominica Award of Honor this year, the 40th anniversary of our independence.
The restriction on the hunting season is still on. That confirmation has come from Petra Grell-Schlinford of the Division of Agriculture. She says 2019, persons will be able to enjoy crabs, crayfish, and the likes again during the Creole season.
Well, I'm prefaced that we're saying that we're no longer with the Division of Forestry. They have gone to another ministry.
Uh-huh.
But we still have talks and discussions, and the hunting season, I don't like people to say it's a ban. The restriction is still on. As you know, our forest was depleted and it was in a state of dilapidation.
Okay.
So we're trying to rehab. I mean, I know people are complaining about the crab bag, but think of the bigger picture. The ecosystem has to be restored. And I don't want to compare it to giving birth. But, you know, you have to relax sometimes and take it easy and get your body back in groove, you know? So our forest needs that time to rehabilitate itself. So the warm to crab bags and the crayfish, you come back next year and you'll have some.
Proprietor of Malcolm Stephen & Sons Limited, Malcolm Stephen, is calling on the Minister of Agriculture, Reginald Ostrey, to apologize to the private sector for what has been classified by business owners here as baseless allegations. While addressing farmers at Market Today with a Difference in Portsmouth last weekend, Ostrey said Dominica can produce its own meat because of the abattoir located in Layu Park. He added that chicken and pork imported into Dominica from the United States is third class and is basically being dumped on the island.
The chicken and the pork that we receive from the United States or from wherever it comes is third-class chicken. It's second-grade chicken. It's chicken they're basically dumping on us because they take the best part of the chicken for themselves and their people and they send to us $6 million worth of third, second, fourth-grade chicken. We have an abattoir in this country and we have an opportunity to produce all the chicken we can produce for ourselves. And the government, under the World Run Project, is going to be making available facilities for the production of chicken. We'll improve on the abattoir and produce meat and chicken and pork.
This is what Mr. Stephen had to say.
I think that is the answer to it, and the minister should be more accountable. And he should apologize to the private sector.
Information and Telecommunications Minister Kelva Daru is the new chairman of the Eastern Caribbean Telecommunications Authority, ECTEL, Council of Ministers. He has been contracted for October 1, 2018 to 31st September 2019. He precedes Minister for Finance and IT in St. Vincent, Carmelo Gonzalez. Daru says over the years, ECTEL has demonstrated leadership in the telecoms sector throughout the OECS countries.
And we have before us now a suite of legislation and regulations that I believe will impact significantly within the telecommunications sector. I believe moving forward as a Council of Ministers, we have to ensure that our citizens are at the forefront and our citizens are not given the hard end of the stick. I also want to commend the outgoing chairman, Minister Gonzalez of St. Vincent, for his leadership over the last year. And I'm looking forward to continuing from where he left off and ensuring that we are able to take some decisions that will in fact propel the sector forward. Additionally, one of the key areas that we have before us now is the Electronic Communications Bill. That bill has been reviewed by the Attorney General's office here in Dominica, and we are looking forward to the implementation of that bill in our parliament to ensure that we can see the harmonization of the entire telecommunications sector, particularly as it relates to the evolution of that sector over a period of time.
According to Agriculture Minister Reginald Ostrey, the future development of Dominica going forward looks very positive to him. However, he says a lot of work is necessary to get the country where it needs to be. He was speaking during an interview of the state-owned radio DBS during a Heritage Day broadcast.
With positive leadership who understands that this is about the business of our nation, not about our own personal business, I believe it spells very, very well for the future of Dominica. Very excited about the future. I believe it holds a lot for us, but it's not going to come easy. There's a lot of work that we have to do, and I believe that the powers have been aware of that, and I'm sure that they're laying the platform and laying the foundation for a very prosperous Dominica. I sit in cabinet, and I have had dialogues myself personally with some persons I knew since I worked at Ross for a number of years. And I know people who are at Ross who have moved out from Ross and from their old schools. And they have been talking on a regular basis. And they have been saying, look, Reggie, all is not lost. Dominica offers this offshore schools something that no other island in the Caribbean can offer to them. And so there are many people who want to come to Dominica. There are certain requirements that they have to meet to operate an offshore school outside of an existing jurisdiction. And some of them are looking at that. But it's a disappointment to lose us after 4 years for me. It's personal. I worked at Ross for 40 years. So I still have some very sentimental and emotional attachment to Ross. So yes, it's sad to see Ross go, but that's not the end of the world for Dominica. Ross met us here when he came. And we will be here if when another school comes. So we as a government, we're moving quickly to find a replacement for Ross, but I'm confident that we will find a replacement shortly.
Mayor of Portsmouth Titus Francis says young persons must develop a greater sense of love for country. Francis says the education sector should also incorporate Dominican culture into its school system.
If it's not being done, or it's being done in some schools, I believe it is time that it becomes more than just a thing, but a policy, maybe from the Ministry of Education, that at least once in every week, all schools, the Dominica State College, our secondary schools, our private secondary schools, our primary schools, even the preschools, at least one day every week, the school keeps a general assembly where we talk about some aspect of patriotism, some aspect of civic responsibility as citizens, and sing the national anthem in its entirety. I think it is necessary and it is time.
And Trade Minister Ian Douglas says Dominicans must train their minds to be resilient as the island is prone to disasters. Douglas, speaking at Heritage Day in the town of Portsmouth, says it is important that citizens continue to stand strong while building stronger structures and at the same time celebrate what makes Dominica unique.
We have to stand the day after any natural disaster because by the look of things, because of climate change, we will have to encounter those natural weather phenomena on a regular basis. So psychologically, we must train our minds to become more resilient as we build and we create more resilient structures. Hurricane David hit us, like I said, and in less than 10 years from Hurricane David, we were exporting a record number of bananas. So Hurricane Maria hit us last year, and for the most part, if you look around you, you can see that the forest and the vegetation is returning to greenery. Our roads are being repaired. Our houses are being re-roofed. And our lives are being brought back together. We have to stand strong. And this is what Heritage Day must mean for us. Heritage Day 2018. We must continue to propagate our culture. We must continue to celebrate our heritage. We must continue to remember our history, because that is what makes us a resilient people.
In other news this afternoon, Transparency International, a global anti-corruption organization, has urged the EU to review its visa-free agreements with those Caribbean jurisdictions that operate citizenship by investment programs. In a recent report, Transparency International said, in light of the risks of admitting the corrupt and the criminal, the European Union must review its visa-free agreements with these Caribbean jurisdictions and encourage governments to set high due diligence and integrity standards. Ultimately, if the EU is not confident in the ability of these schemes to identify and reject high-risk applicants, it should consider following Canada's lead by suspending the visa waiver to golden visa schemes outside the EU. In the Eastern Caribbean, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Lucia, and St. Kitts and Nevis all run citizenship by investment programs where foreign nationals can pay as little as US$100,000 for citizenship or invest in real estate. Citizenship can be granted within 90 days. As the European Parliament has voted to ban a range of single-use plastics, such as straws, cotton buds, and cutlery, and to ensure most bottles are recycled in a bid to curb ocean pollution. Under the proposal, 10 single-use plastic products would be banned by 2021, and EU states obliged to recycle 90% of plastic bottles by 2025. After the vote was carried by 571 to 53 on Wednesday, the member of the European Parliament who proposed a bill, Frederike Rice, tweeted that it was a victory for oceans, for the environment, and for future generations. And that's the midday news, but first, a recap of our headlines. Hunting restriction confirmed this independent season. EU urged to suspend Eastern Caribbean countries' visa waivers. And European Parliament backs a single-use plastics ban. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only.